Welcome back to the Ramble Room. I'm Ken, and today I'm sitting here by myself, but that's okay. I wanted to tell you about yesterday, last night, Thursday, May 20th, we had a meeting here in Sheridan, and at that meeting, four candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives running against current holder of that seat, and not for long, I hope, Liz Cheney. We had four candidates. Among them was Darren Smith, Representative Chuck Gray, Robin Belinsky, and Brian Miller. Each of these candidates was afforded an opportunity to address the assembled Republicans. The recording quality is a little iffy, frankly. I was not doing sound. I just had a microphone there in presence, so there's a lot of ambient noise. But I think you can get the gist of what was said adequately, and in the future we'll try to have a little better arrangement. The first to speak was Darren Smith from Cheyenne.
My name is Darren Smith. I'm running for Congress. I grew up in Rock Springs. I live in Cheyenne. But if I had one thing to say to you, it'd be this. Be a quote from Ronald Reagan. The day that we're no longer one nation under God is the day we're one nation gone under. We need to export Wyoming values to Washington and not the other way around. I've had the privilege of traveling internationally quite a bit, doing some humanitarian work, and I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was on the Amazon with a statesman and a pastor. His name was Luis Salazar. We were planning, we were going into this village, and we were drilling a water well, and we were doing some humanitarian work and bringing them up economically. And we're on this boat, and we're looking at the bank of the Amazon. It's covered in trash from the top of the hill to the bottom. And then I'm looking at there's kids, there's an outhouse right there on the river. And right next to the outhouse, there's kids that are swimming. And right next to those kids on the bank, there's women that are doing laundry. And not far out from them, there's a bunch of men that are fishing. And he read my mind, and he pokes me, and he says, "Hey, either you shape your environment or it shapes you, eh?" And I said, "Boy, truer words are never spoken. And right now, either we shape our nation or it shapes us." Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
And right now, Washington is putting its sewage in, with our children and the education system. So he said K-12 over here. They're just for, we have spent $2 trillion since 1980, since the foundation of the Department of Education. You know what we have to show for it? We've gone from number one in the world in education to not even in the top 25. And that's not the only sewage. You want to talk about sewage, talk about the banning of drilling on our federal lands, right? I could go on and on, but here's the deal. We have to shape that environment. We have to send folks back that understand how to shape that environment. I believe I'm that guy, and we're going to export our values there and not the other way around. We're going to export Liz Cheney back to Northern Virginia. Maybe she can run that. And I'll just close with this. People say, "Well, there's just so many people in the primary." That is true. There's going to be a lot of people, and it might be more people in the primary. But what we need to do is get behind the candidate we believe that can best win, all right? And I'll tell you, whoever Trump endorses, I'm going to get behind. And I think that's what we should do. And we humbly ask you to look at our candidacy. You can go to MrSmithGoesToWashington.com, like the movie. All right, and every dollar counts. So even if you just give a dollar, we want to show a lot of support. And call me. You got my number. And also, if I have not given you my card, please don't leave here without getting it. I've got a bunch of them. All right, thank you. Oh, I'll close with this. Let's take America back. Are you in?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's take America back. Are you in?
Yeah.
Next representative from Natrona County, Chuck Gray.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Great event tonight.
Thank you.
And the Sheridan County Republican Party, I'll tell you, it's awesome the involvement in the Sheridan County Republican Party. Sheridan County Republican women.
Yeah.
The work that you do, grassroots work. Every day I get to the state legislature and I open up my inbox and I see the emails and it's just so refreshing. Thank you. Sometimes I get frustrated and then I refresh my email inbox and it's just, thank you. It's a breath of fresh air and it's a motivator. I am sick of the coalition of the insiders and the socialist Democrats. which Liz Cheney is a part of. I've seen it down in Cheyenne, this coalition, and we see it in D.C. This impeachment vote, Liz Cheney was the first one in line at Nancy, a narrative that could have been concocted at Nancy Pelosi's house with her $24,000 refrigerator packed with gourmet ice cream, and it's not Cowboy Creamery ice cream, I tell you that right now. Boy, was that, this ice cream was so good. It just made my night. But this is not what Nancy Pelosi's having. This is stocked with this gourmet stuff, and it's not good, but it's what the elitists want. And Liz Cheney was the first one there to eat up this narrative, and they used it against us. This insider group, they got their way with Bush 1, they got their way with Bush 2, they got their way with Romney, they got their way with McCain, and as soon as one time in 2016 they don't get their way, and by the way, we took it to the finish line, right? We actually won the election. As soon as they didn't get their way, they weren't going to go along with it. They were going to bail. They're going to say, we're not going to get behind President Trump. That's what Bush 2 said. And that's what that impeachment vote was about. As soon as she saw the opportunity to try to concoct a narrative at the end of the term, to try to move on from our movement, she was happy. No, she orchestrated going along with that. She orchestrated it. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this coalition, and we need a true fighter who's going to take this to the finish line, too. And I haven't just talked the talk. I've walked the walk down there in Cheyenne for 4 years. This is the third term I've been in the state legislature. Was the lead sponsor on the voter ID bill that just passed. We have worked on it for 3 years. Thank you. And the first year I got there in 2017, was the lead in stopping mail-in balloting from getting through. And at that time, it wasn't a hot issue. And if it had gotten through, the Secretary of State at that time, Ed Murray, wanted it. If it had gotten through, it could have been here in Wyoming. And would have been very difficult to reverse. So we got that done, stopping that. Brought the ultrasound bill in 2017. It was the first pro-life bill in 30 years in the state of Wyoming. Thank you. In 2019, when I found out that the University of Wyoming was covering abortion in their student plans, I brought a budget amendment, used the budget as a vehicle to get an amendment in there banning them from doing that. If they wanted their state funds, because the taxpayers of the state of Wyoming, you have been very generous with the University of Wyoming, and we need to roll that back, by the way. It's out of control. We brought an amendment and got that through saying they weren't going to cover elective abortion in their student plans, and we just codified that into state statute. Thank you. Our industries in Wyoming, our core industries, are under attack across the board. Coal, they're closing coal-fired power plants across our country, hurting the domestic demand. They still refuse to give us access to markets abroad through the west coast of the United States. Two do-nothing governors in a row refused to tell their attorney general to file litigation against the state of Washington on an interstate commerce clause violation. This current do-nothing governor we have is one of them. And so what I did in 2019, brought a bill to create a procedure where the legislature would pursue that litigation on behalf of the citizens of Wyoming if the attorney general and the governor weren't going to do anything. And that bill ended up being vetoed. It did pass, and the governor vetoed it. But because of the political pressure we kept up in 2020, finally, after waiting 7 years for them to file this litigation, they did it in January of 2020. Our oil and gas industry is under attack with this moratorium on new leases on federal lands. Over 50% of oil production in our state is on federal lands, over 80% of our gas production. They don't want us to reach our full potential. They don't want our kids, they don't want our grandkids to reach our full potential. That's what this critical race theory, the indoctrination, is about. They want dependence so they can turn us into slaves. They don't want us to have commerce. Look at how they use this COVID thing. How they use this COVID thing overnight to create dependence in our society. We used to laugh about this Andrew Yang guy, remember a year and a half ago, that was talking about, he was like a student council candidate, right? Just talking about handing out checks, whatever. I felt like I was in a, listening to a student council election. That became reality overnight. And this $30 trillion debt, it's offensive. And we need to start talking about it in moral terms. And that's what I've done in the state legislature. Worked a lot on the fiscal issues, which sadly get forgotten sometimes, and we can't forget them. A core of being a conservative, one of the cores of being a conservative is being a fiscal conservative. And I've walked the walk on that. In this race, we need someone that is going to take this to the finish line and that is also going to be a conservative representative on the back end. And I'm that candidate. I really believe that. We have endorsements that have come in from legislators that have worked with me, Representative Mark Jennings. We're the only candidate in this race that has legislative endorsements. All Freedom Caucus members, by the way, not the rhinos. Representative Mark Jennings, Representative John Baer from Gillette.
Bo Biden.
Not Bo yet.
Oh, yeah.
He's not yet.
Oh, we gotta
work. Okay. We'll work on him. So we've announced seven. Richard Tass endorsed the campaign. Clarence Stivar, Rachel Rodriguez Williams, all conservative Freedom Caucus members of the legislature. We're the only candidate that's gotten those endorsements because they're there 24/7 with conservatives on the floor, and they know that we can take this to the finish line, and they know that we have the conservative record. And also on Second Amendment, worked on Stand Your Ground. Worked on SAPA, worked on a lot of pro-gun bills, been sponsored those, and we need to push back on these executive orders because if they can't get through attacks on our Second Amendment through the Congress, they're going to have these illegal executive orders. And we need people, just like we did on the University of Wyoming budget amendment, find vehicles like the budget to put in amendments to stop agencies from implementing these unconstitutional, illegal executive orders. Thank you. Ryan said to wrap it up. And I will. Okay. All right, well, we can take this to the finish line. We have the conservative record. And invite you to go on our website, chuckforwyoming.com. Thanks for listening to me tonight. My number is 251-1372. You can call me anytime. And we're putting together a really strong campaign. So thank you for this opportunity and this opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
Next, from Sheridan, Wyoming, Robin Belinsky.
Good evening, Sheridan. Yes, I'm Robin Belinsky. I'm running for House of Representatives. You'll see my car running around town. I am all about freedom. I'm all about patriotism. I'm over the political rhetoric that we're hearing. And it's about time to get things done. Okay? I do have a background as a paralegal, as well as doing lobbying in D.C. When I worked in law firms in Portland, Oregon, we did a lot of that, but it was for the other side. So I'm ready to get busy here in Wyoming and make a difference, and I hope that you will as well, and help me to get there, because I know I can do it. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me. I have a website. It's freedomforwyoming.org. And you can follow what I'm doing. I will be making my trek through the state of Wyoming and going to different meet and greets. I have several scheduled and a lot of interest. So I'm happy to be here, and I've been in Wyoming. I love Wyoming. I love America. And I'm ready to take it back. I hope you're with me. Thank you.
And finally, our last speaker of the evening was Brian Miller, also from Sheridan, Wyoming.
It's Brian Miller here from Sheridan County. Most of you have actually heard me talk before, so I'm going to talk a little bit different than talking about the issues that each of the other candidates have talked about tonight. In particular, I'm going to talk about how we got to where we are today. How we got to where we have the folks down in Cheyenne right now who are doing the job, and who has made that happen. And it is the Republican Party that has worked our tails off to get people elected to precinct committee positions, to get the conservative movement going back in the state of Wyoming. 6 years ago, before President Trump ever got in office, we ended up getting to the, we were moving that direction. We started with, I think it was four, maybe five conservatives in the House. That was it. We now can say we have a good solid 22 to 24 in the House. And that has happened. And that has happened with the support of all you getting out there and the Republican Party as a whole being out there. And that's where I want to come in and say, here's something that I haven't talked about in the past. Yeah, we can talk about guns. We can talk about things going on in D.C. when it comes to spending money. Money like crazy. We can talk about all the other issues. Immigration, huge issue for me. All of you know that who are here. There are a ton of issues that are out there. But what has got us in Wyoming to become the leader in this nation? We were the first state to hold one of our representatives accountable for what they did in Washington, D.C. without considering their home state. The Senator Liz Cheney. And that came from the people. That came from the people. All of us who are out there fighting every day, every night, getting everyone out there to be a part of the Republican Party, to get people out there, doing fundraisers that people can actually afford to come to, getting rid of this elitist attitude that we've had forever. Wyoming went along with that too over the years. You know, we've had great people in Congress, no doubt about that over the years, but we have certainly moved into an elitist mode, and we need to get rid of that. And that's what we have done. We have killed the good old boy system in the Republican Party in the state of Wyoming. And how do I know that? I know that because now we're getting 8, 10, 12 people running for office. It used to be two people, maybe three. The one who was going to win, because they're a Republican. The one who was going to get their name out there, and the next one in line. That was about it. That is not the way we're doing it anymore. We, the people, are going to decide in this next election who is going to represent us in Washington, D.C. And I'm proud to say, and I think Frank would agree, and our whole staff, we have done a lot to make this happen in Sheridan. Sheridan has led. We've led the state, and Chairman Heathorn, I'll disagree with you on one thing. We're not probably the best when it comes to the state. The Republican Women of Sheridan County, 140 members now? Plus. All right. Bigger than most of the state combined. All right. The Legislative Action Committee, that came from action that we took in the Republican Party that I put together to hold people accountable and to actually get legislators more engaged with the party. And it's working, because I get calls all the time. Brian, what are you doing to us up there? Hey, it's not me, it's the Republican ladies. They're doing it now. They took it on. Why? Because we as the party got ripped to shreds by the press and everybody else. Because we were telling our representatives, you represent us. Do what we want, quit doing what you want. And I'm proud to say that I am one of those people who led that across the state. And that's what we need. We need someone from the bottom who's going to go up to the top and do the same thing in Washington, D.C. Change it out there just like we change it here in the state. And this next election, we're going to get over 30 people in the House that are conservative Republicans. And we're going to take that back too. We're not only going to take the House and the Senate, well, actually we have the Senate. At this point, we're going to take our own house in Wyoming. We've got our Senate, and we're going to do the same thing in Washington, D.C. in the House and Senate. And I plan on being one of the folks who are out there, and I hope with your assistance and your words getting out across the state to be the one that can lead the state of Wyoming to leading in Washington, D.C. Not just going to fight, we need to lead. Yes. So that's all I have. I'm going to stop there.
Also, we were hoping to have Senator Anthony Bouchard there, but that did not work out, and we'll have another show about that here very shortly. Please don't miss that. It will be very interesting, I assure you. Also, this coming Sunday, we are scheduled to interview Marissa Selvig. Now, if you've never had a chance to hear her speak, you need to. We're looking forward to that interview, and we'll have that out as soon as we can as well.